Rima, you were in London.
Oh, yes. I was in bloody London. Ah, yes.
Talk to us a little bit about it.
Yeah, London was an experience. When I was in London, I took classes and I also had an internship. My internship was actually with... I did not really like my internship, but my internship was with a translation company called Asian Absolute. And they're an international company, which was really interesting, but I didn't work as a translator. I think they hired me because I speak Arabic as well as English, but they hired me to work in their sales and marketing department, which was like a little too far-fetched from like journalism, PR, like the kind of content marketing I'm used to. And I tried to get like to kind of incorporate my skills in like press releases and content, like writing articles for them and trying to get them to be involved in social media. And they were like not having it. They were very much like, no, we like the way that things are doing, like, what we're doing here. So keep doing like the sales intern work that you have to do. So it was just kind of a bummer because I spent like 15 hours a week there and every day was like just patiently waiting for it to be over. It was definitely like just a desk job. But now I can write on my resume that I can professionally copy and paste. So, you know, I think that's a really valuable skill.
Talk about living the dream.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Totally worth every penny. All of the pennies. All of the thousands and thousands of pennies.
But so, London, I'm sure.
Yeah, London. Oh, London's amazing. London is just like, it is so cosmopolitan. It's so bougie and beautiful. And like, I remember the most fascinating thing right when I got there was the public transit, like the tube. I was in shock getting on the tube, and I would actually eat food off of the floor of the tube. That is how clean it is. You're compared kidding. To like when I got back on the red line, I was like, this smells. I miss the tube. I miss minding the gap. Like I miss the whole nine yards. I miss the red double decker buses. Like they're just so clean, and it's because it's such an expensive city. It was very difficult to live because it was so expensive, because the pound, like the conversion rate is so high. But it's just like New York City of Europe. Like it's just, there's so, every single person on the train is talking in a different language. And it's kind of interesting. Like it's kind of a double-edged sword where London, like the culture of London is how like metropolitan and cosmopolitan it is. And the fact that it's everyone in the world, and like it's kind of seen as like the center of the world because it's connecting like America, like to Europe and Asia. But at the same time, I kind of didn't like the fact that like London didn't have its own culture.
Interesting.
Yeah, like there's definitely British culture, but I felt that like London's culture was the fact that London is a tourist city. So like, you know, like when you see pictures of London, like you'll see pictures of Big Ben or like the London Eye, but like that's not what London is to me, you know, right, when I think about that experience. Like it wasn't just those touristy things, and you see like Buckingham Palace and the Queen, but like that's not really what the culture is like in London. So it was kind of, I definitely felt that I didn't get enough of like a culture shock. Like it was definitely different. Obviously like the British slang is different than ours, and like their lifestyle is very different. But I also like, I live in a city here, and then I was going to a city in London, so there wasn't a culture shock there. And I didn't feel that I was challenged with, you know, a new language or like any sort of way that, you know, people going to a foreign country might have felt. But I made up for that by traveling pretty much every weekend. I traveled to, I think, like six different countries. I went to Spain, Belgium, Sweden. I went to Amsterdam twice. I traveled around the UK, and I went to Greece. I went to Athens. So I definitely like got my money's worth as far as like I was in London and everything was so cheap to travel. So that was like definitely like the most amazing part.
And so you saw the comparison between the expense of London and the expense of,
yeah, exactly,
the relative lack of expense,
yeah,
of these other cities.
Like traveling to another country for the weekend, like with the flight and like staying at an apartment and like with my friends and then like living in that country for 4 days was cheaper than like spending a weekend in London.
Yeah.
Because it was just so expensive. And then I still felt like I was able to experience some like culture shock and going to different areas and like hearing different languages and like immersing myself in a different culture.
So did you find the Equable also influencing
you
in London?
Yeah, always. Because I did take one of the classes I took was like one of my arts and literature requirements, and The professor actually like went out of her way to tell people like there isn't one specific way to like go about the writing process, like, which is one of our like equitable core values that I was like, yeah, like totally, I agree with her. We should all talk about this. But she kind of went out of her way to say like, whatever your process is, like, feel free to share, feel free to incorporate that. And like, you know, I will work with you, or if you guys want to work together and like share the way that you go about writing things, and then maybe that will help you like build content. And she was very, very supportive and accepting everyone's different style of writing. For like, she was like, this is the prompt, I just want to know that you learn the content, but feel free to write that however works best for you, because I know you all have different writing styles. So that was like a big ding that went off in my head, that was like, they would love her at the writing center, we should hire her.